It is Wednesday, December 18th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the Springdale School District receives a nearly $26 million grant. The district is one of five in the nation to receive a portion of the Race to the Top grant. Plus, Arkansas State University plans to build a new campus in Mexico.
Also, we take a tour of King Opera House in Van Buren, get an update on a lawsuit filed to strike down the state's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage, and more.
But first, a Pulaski County judge yesterday dismissed a Freedom of Information lawsuit against Secretary of State Mark Martin. Attorney Matt Campbell, who runs the Democratic-leaning Blue Hog Report, filed suit seeking digital copies of documents that would show editing changes. But when he didn't have any witnesses to testify at the hearing, Judge Tim Fox ruled in favor of a defense request for dismissal. Campbell argues that doesn't make sense procedurally, saying he just wanted an opinion based on what was filed with the court.
We needed a ruling on a question of law, which is something that falls squarely for the judge, and there was no testimony available that was going to shed light one way or the other. You know, the pleadings on this were pretty voluminous, and our positions on whether the statute required disclosure were pretty well fleshed out. We just needed the judge to determine yes or no, and there was never any suggestion that witnesses were needed, by anybody prior to this.
Campbell promises this won't be the end of the matter.
I plan to file, a post-trial motion on this and, an appeal and keep it going because, the burden in a FOIA suit doesn't fall on the plaintiff anyway. The presumption is in favor of disclosure. The burden is on the defendant to show that the non-disclosure complied with the law. So, there was none of that. So I don't know that it changes anything from my perspective other than just requires more legal work on this case.
The case was related to the use of outside legal counsel by the Secretary of State's office without first consulting the Attorney General. A spokesman for Secretary of State Martin says they are pleased the issues were resolved in favor of the office and they remain committed to following the law.
A New York-based fruit and vegetable producer could acquire Siloam Springs-based Allen's Foods. According to the CityWire, Seneca Foods Corporation yesterday entered into a $148 million asset purchase agreement, a deal that would give the company essentially all of Allen's operating assets, as well as the assumption of certain liabilities. Allen's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy relief on October 28th. The transaction would take place through a court-supervised process and is subject to an auction and bankruptcy court approval. Seneca Foods is the largest processor of canned fruits and vegetables in the country. The two companies previously attempted to merge in July 2011, but the potential deal was terminated in September of that year.
A Mountain Home manufacturer will soon add more jobs to the area's workforce. Yesterday, Epoxin Products announced plans to expand its manufacturing facility in Mountain Home, resulting in 50 additional jobs. Using the Premier Laboratory Works surface materials of epoxy and phenolic resin, the company manufactures equipment for research, educational, and healthcare laboratory environments. Epoxin is a subsidiary of Hamilton Scientific, a 132-year-old laboratory, furniture, and equipment supplier that is headquartered in Wisconsin.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has cited Tyson Foods for four workplace violations following a June 17th accident at the company's Hutchinson, Kansas facility. During the incident, a conveyor belt that was being cleaned at the end of a shift severed a worker's hand. The company was cited for two willful violations for failing to train workers on lockout procedures. One serious violation was cited for failing to provide fixed stairs to reach work areas on the plant's upper platform. And one citation was issued for an other-than-serious violation, which involved illegible markings on forklift levers. Tyson faces $147,000 in proposed fines for the violations. A Tyson spokesperson says that the company is reviewing the citation and will work cooperatively with OSHA to resolve any concerns.
The Vice Chancellor for University Advancement at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith has accepted a position as Executive Director of the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute in Morrilton. Marta Lloyd will begin her new position February 10th. Lloyd has worked at UAFS for 17 years and has been in the role of Vice Chancellor for 12 years. She has also been the Executive Director of the University Foundation at UAFS since 2002, transforming the West Ark Community College Foundation's $20 million in assets into a foundation with an endowment of more than $60 million and assets upwards of $75 million. The U of A system established the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute in 2005 as a conference center aimed at bringing diverse populations together to discuss ideas affecting Arkansas and the nation as a whole.
Also at the U of A, the dean of the Honors College at the Fayetteville campus has announced his retirement. Robert McMath, the first dean of the Honors College, will retire in August of next year, following 8 years in the role. According to the university, student enrollment in the Honors College has grown by 44%. Average GPA for Honors College students has risen, and the college has maintained a 90% freshman retention rate since 2005, all under McMath's leadership. Prior to coming to the U of A, McMath was a history professor and held various administrative posts at Georgia Tech over the course of 33 years. His replacement as Honors College Dean will be selected through a national search process.
The Full Circle Campus Food Pantry at the U of A in Fayetteville has received an award from the Points of Light organization. The student-run food pantry was recognized as the Daily Point of Light earlier this week. The Points of Light organization was founded in 1990 as an international nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to solving social problems through volunteerism, while the Daily Point of Light Award was created by President George H.W. Bush in 1989 as a way of recognizing ordinary Americans making direct and consequential voluntary action in their communities.
Expect partly cloudy skies this evening with overnight lows around 44 degrees. Partly sunny tomorrow, Thursday, with highs around 66. Mostly cloudy tomorrow evening with a 30% chance of rain after midnight. Lows from 50 in northwest Arkansas to 55 in the Arkansas River Valley.
Thank you.